We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Oh, joy. Here we are. Week 4. So day 16 of the home broadcast adventure.
Yes. And how it's spring break.
Oh. It's just spring break now? Well, I guess everybody has different spring breaks, huh?
My kid and my wife are off today.
Oh, my God, that's great.
They're off this week. Is it?
Well, I don't know. Is it? You tell me. You're the one with the little kids at the house.
That kid's already had weeks without anything to do. I don't understand how... I felt like this is... Well...
Like maybe a break isn't in order?
Well, I'm sure the teacher said, yeah, we want our break. And I know...
Right. you and I were like, vacation? No, not while we can't leave our house.
No, but even my wife said, yeah, I want vacation. I want to not work while we're chilling.
Right.
So she took her week off. And anyway, I'm just surprised. So I don't know. I guess your kids don't have that or they had it?
They already had it, yeah.
Oh.
I think the first week we were on the air here, my younger son had his spring break, and then maybe, I don't know, the other kid seems to be on his computer constantly, so I don't know when his breaks are and when they're not. Just don't ask me, man. All I know is that kid is, he renders these things, like, this is his whole, this is so silly, but I'm always like, what are you doing? Because he's on his computer, and it doesn't seem to be anything interesting on there, you know, like...
He renders. That term is, to me, is associated with creating art on a computer.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's what he's doing.
But apparently, in order to do that on a computer, you have to... Like, sometimes he puts his computer down and walks away. He goes, I can't use it now because it's rendering something, and it's going to take about 2 hours. I'm like, rendering as in when we went down into the bowels of Pixar and they had, like, rooms full of computers that stretched as far as the eye could see, and then they were rendering... And he's like, yeah, like that. And then an hour later, there's a rabbit. He's rendered a rabbit. I'm like, that's amazing. What an incredibly great use of time.
And then what does he do with it?
He's supposedly coming up with some video. He just does it because he likes it. You know, he likes to be on his computer, I guess. I don't know.
This is Berkeley?
Berkeley, yeah.
Oh.
In his free time, he renders things, Vinny.
So he's making a video game.
Maybe. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing, but he's, you know, he's always got some little thing going on. And, you know, his latest thing is that, you know, as much as he loves sort of knowing about how computers work and being able to make his own boards, what he really likes is this rendering stuff. So, I don't know what he'll wind up doing. He's one of these guys that just, like, does deep dives into things. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Probably very much like yours.
Yeah.
It was rainy, and we stayed in. You know, I went and got a few things, and it looks like that's the last time I'm going to do that for 2 weeks.
Really? Why is that?
The latest warning, I don't know if you heard it, but this is legit, and I need to read it, like, repeatedly.
Okay.
This is the moment not to be going to the grocery store and not going to the pharmacy. This is the next 2 weeks are extremely, we're peaking in the next 2 weeks. They're saying don't even. Really? So I was kind of tripped out, like, oh, well, maybe I better. Of course, this is the reaction I'd have. Oh, well, I'll run out on Monday, and then that'll, I'll get as much as I can, and then we'll be good for 2 weeks. Of course, they're like, this is the moment not to be going to the grocery store.
Right.
So I guess we're just going to do Instacart. I said it to the wife. I'm going to go, and she goes, did you not hear what they just said? And I was like, all right. I don't know. I'm just trying to protect the people who need to eat around here.
Well, it's funny, too, because, I mean, the Instacart people are still people. Like, it's still, you know, but the world has to keep working. So everybody can't.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Trip out. So the next couple weeks here are going to be intense. So I don't, you know, I've heard that we probably will be on our way out of this in 4 weeks. So that's good.
Still 4 weeks. I mean, it's just, you know, we're 3 weeks in and now suddenly it's the 2 week hardcore part. It's
well,
it's frustrating.
Let's hope that we got, I still can't be sure I got into the house safely. You know what I mean?
Can't you? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know if I can.
Like, maybe we did get in time. Like, just
I don't know.
Time.
I hope that's the case.
You're thinking maybe a week earlier would have been the way?
I don't know. You know, everything you read about this problem we're dealing with contradicts the next story you read. Like, it's for old people. No, it's not. It's for everyone. It's 2 weeks. No, it could be 4 weeks. You know, it's a cough. It's no, you'll lose your sense of taste. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, the smell and taste thing is supposed to be a big indicator.
So I've been finding gum and putting it in my mouth, and I'm like, I can taste that. Okay.
I guess I'm okay. Yeah. Well, Vinny, you know, the scary thing is that there apparently are these phantom people walking around asymptomatic, and they're just passing it to everyone they know, and they're spreaders without havers.
I don't know. But we're staying in. I know that I have stories galore of all the people out. I mean, just all over the place.
Yeah. I tried today to look for non-COVID stories, and they're all about, like, people going crazy in isolation. Like, unfortunately, there's nothing happening in the world that isn't happening in someone's home. You know, Floyd Mayweather's daughter, like, stabbed some other chick over a fight over a NBA Youngblood or something, some name you've never heard of that's like, I was like, well, it's not about COVID, but it is because they are in lockdown, I guess. I don't know.
Over a boy?
Yeah.
Like, the winner of the knife fight gets the boy?
You know, does it work that way?
Because I don't
the
know.
Boy is
I
like,
don't,
no.
I don't know.
You just stabbed someone. You stabbed my baby mama.
I mean, I think you go to jail, so you don't win anybody
right
at the end of that.
I guess. I'm hoping he'll visit me in jail and I'll feel vindicated. I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know. Maybe you're hoping you take out a rival and somehow he sees it as because you loved him so much. Her name is Ayanna. And she's been arrested. Ayanna. Iyanna. Floyd Mayweather's daughter.
No idea.
Yeah, me either. And frankly, it's, you know, there's more interesting stories about COVID, I guess.
I don't know what to say. I did watch some Ozark, though. And,
oh, yeah. How far in are you?
It's so good.
I'm only two episodes in, so don't, you know. I guess
you're,
we got to
give
on
it a
couple weeks. Oh, yeah. We started it last night.
The first episode's excellent, isn't it? Or no?
Oh, my God. It's just you're right back in it. You're right back in it.
But they did it the way they had to. They needed to, for the stories to be worthwhile, they couldn't be on the run.
No.
No. Mm-mm. I mean,
they've
got to
make this figure out. They've got to figure out how this is. And frankly, I'm really interested in the whole gambling boat thing. I'm like, oh, look at that. That looks neat.
Well, didn't that undo our guide to Bartlow?
Was that what it was?
Yeah,
He had a gambling boat?
I believe it had to do with some kind of legalized, or the effort was to get legalized gambling, and they got in trouble. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I don't have the details.
They seemed like there was going to be something.
I don't think that. I feel like it wasn't football related, the thing that that made him give the team, like, let go of
the reins.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll step back from that.
He had to give it to his sister or something, who then gave it to her son. Is that the way that went?
Who's got it now? Who owns it now?
It's the Yorks, but they're the DeBartlows. It's DeBartlow's sister, I thought, got the team, but she's married to a York, and their son is Jed York.
Oh,
and Jed York's
right,
now
course.
Running. I could be wrong.
You're probably right. I don't really follow the lineage of it, but...
I haven't read up on it recently, but I think that's what took DeBartlow down, was these offshore, these little gambling boats. And I think it was in Louisiana.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, we're always...
It is interesting. You're right.
Yeah. I find that is a... And plus, the acting is just amazing. And Wendy. Oh, my God, Wendy. Wendy, what are you doing? Wendy, what are you doing? Yikes. Hey, are we on Instagram Live right now? Brinster? Oh, you know, I don't think Brin's listening to us. Nicole's nodding, but Brin seems really stuck on his computer. If you're watching right now, you can see Brin's back.
Yeah, we're on Brin's Instagram Live.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, so Brinny Boy.
Brinny Boy, yes.
Oh, so we still haven't gotten the password for the...
I have no idea.
For the Alice. They should give us that.
Yeah,
I feel like
important.
we could have that.
Yeah.
You know, change it. It's fine. I guess if you don't want anyone to hack us.
Yeah.
But, you know, most of the people who worked here were
nice
people.
There's lots of stuff happening.
There is lots of stuff happening. Plenty of stuff happening in the world.
And, like, the workplace effect on this is... The least of our problems are staying inside.
It does seem that way.
I mean, I know that there's like this, I got to get out of here, cabin fever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I'm being driven crazy by the people I love the most.
Mm-hmm.
All that, I get it. But man, work hasn't been happening for a lot of people. It's
tough. It's a, I'm scared for people. There are people who were already, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and you know, this is going to be, it's not just that we're going to have a few more weeks of this, is that the recovery from this is going to, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard. Not to be depressing, you know, I'm sorry to do that, but it's, you know, we need to help people.
You want to hear depressing?
Oh no,
I can't.
I
can't get my coffee pot to work today.
What?
I know.
That
dude.
Is horrible news.
I know. On a Monday, I'm like, oh, really? A Monday is the day you go out. You made us coffee yesterday on a Sunday.
What's the matter with it?
I don't know. Coffee pots really don't have that many working parts. When you
load it and you press go.
When you stare at it and look at the thing, you start going, there's nothing here that I even...
All right, listen, take the filter basket that's on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pull that out. Put a filter in it, put your coffee in it, and then just boil some water on the stove and pour.
Oh, well, I didn't. Yeah, I have alternate. We have some kind of French press thing I could have tried to figure out, but I was pressed for time. I was like, I stared at it for 10 minutes.
Still,
you know,
it's really important.
Expecting it to get back, you know, going again. For some reason, looking at it was going to do something. Anyway.
Give it the Vinny glare.
I agree, though, that it's going to take time to come out of this. Most people are saying, even if they lift the stay-at-home order, are you leaving right away?
Well,
you going to run out?
No, I mean, I think that we're going to be head shy about that, aren't we? Or gun shy, whatever the word is. Like, it's going to be a little bit. I think we'll pop our heads up, like prairie dogs, and look around and. Yeah, I don't know when we'll be back to whatever normal is going to be, you know?
Well,
it's,
I think
it's tough. I miss hugging people.
The vaccine is what really frees us.
Yes. They say that's a year away, but, or, you know, I guess they're obviously fast tracking it if they can do it, but, and then there was some talk of a possible treatment. And the testing kits, too. If they can do those instant test kits, that's going to be big, because then you'll know. Although I'm hearing sometimes they'll get like a false negative on people because they can't jam that thing far enough up into your brain to find out if you've got it or not.
You know, I read an article this morning, and the reason I clicked on it, because I have limited time, obviously, and I lost, you know, 10 minutes staring at my coffee pot. but one of the stories was about, did you have the worst coffee of your life in December or January? And did you already have the coronavirus?
Oh.
And I did.
Yeah.
That was when I had the flu. Or it was December. I don't know when that was. But they're saying, no, that was the flu. But so many people had it that it was I did test positive for the flu. So,
right.
But apparently that flu was specifically had a really bad cough. And
right. And I think a lot of people feel like they had corona because they had that. Like even
right.
We know a guy who went and got tested and it did come back negative. But he was like, I feel like my lungs are on fire. Like I've never had a cough like this. And that's why I went and got tested.
That's why I went and got tested, because
right,
I was
exactly.
tripping out. I'd been coughing for 2 days.
Do I have this thing?
So I don't know. Anyway.
Did that cough linger?
Yeah, it lingered for a month.
Oh, you're still coughing?
I have the occasional, it feels like I'm clearing a little bit, but no, but it went for a month. Yeah.
Yeah. Awful.
Yep.
Well, you know, I guess it's on one hand, it's a relief if you get a negative test. On the other hand, it's, you know, can you have them both at the same time? Like, you know, if you test positive for the flu, could you also possibly have the coronavirus?
I had the same question. It didn't answer that. And frankly, they're like, I think the lady in the article that I was reading said something like, boy, wouldn't that be bad luck? I'm like, okay. That's not an answer.
Yeah, thanks for the
yeah,
non-answer.
Bad luck exists, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Anyway.
Yikes. Anyway, you know, the thing is, whether you have it or not, staying at home is the answer, you know?
Especially the next 2 weeks. That's just the latest
so
warning
these
is...
next 2 weeks...
we're going to peak.
Don't be looking for excuses to get out of the house, even if you have a mask on.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of masks...
oh, I'm cranking them out over here.
Right. How many are you at? 200?
No. In an hour I can do, I've been cutting fabric for like 12 at a time. And it takes, you know, maybe an hour, hour and a half, I can get those cranked out. But, you know, life intervenes. Like, then there's other stuff to do. So I like make sure, because I'm sort of out there sequestered in my little she shack and, I was almost to the point where I was going to put the final touches on stuff. John comes out. He's like, hey, can you help me in the house for a minute? And then 2 hours later, I'm done helping him in the house. And I go back out and finish the thing. And then they're all spoken for. Like, all, you know, I'm making plastic bags and leaving them on my porch for people. And
that's
I hope
Christine.
I didn't get any germs on them. Is
Christina's
doing
the same thing. She's making them.
Yeah.
All the desk I was using for my little radio show prep is now filled with, well, it was filled with her sewing stuff, and it is her sewing table. And yet, I'm surprised to see how busy she's been in here. She must have been up late doing them.
Right. It's a, you know, what's she using for the side things? Is she getting elastic, or is she doing ties?
It was a dilemma she was dealing with multiple ways, and I don't know what she settled on, but she was, the main thing she wanted to do was make them for little kids. So she made them because you got to make a different size. So
there
she
is
made
a
them
different size, right?
For our kids. And then she made them for, I think she made one for our friend Audrey, who's, those two grew up together, and she's trying to do them for all the neighborhood kids.
Right. Yeah, so. It's funny because, you know, we have a quite elderly neighbor who lives right next door to us, and her grandson, who's our age-ish, you know, he's out there, and so I'd offered him the masks last week, and he's like, oh, I could use a few, you know, it's just, and then one neighbor is out there, and they, oh, you have masks? What do you got there?
Oh, boy.
It's like, all right, you know, but that's the thing, it's, you know,
well,
as
keep your neighborhood safe. That's
right.
Smart.
You
should
know?
Make them for your neighborhood.
And I think that that's what people are finding as they're making these things. Like, my intention is to donate any extras that I have. When I have extras, I'll be sure to do that. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, okay, if I can make them for the people who are, you know, in my neighborhood and my friend circle, and obviously my family has a few, you know, that's a good place to start. And if people are, you know, cranking them out and that's what they're doing, then that's helpful too. We all need them. And, you know, they're not the N95, so it's not like they're, you know, going to be.
No,
awesome,
but they're
the
finally
lines.
Saying that, in fact, I think the order in some places now is they've had to say, you need to be wearing a mask. We don't want to see you out without one or we're going to ticket you.
Right. And, so, and I'm thinking like my next step might be grocery stores in my neighborhood. And I've had a bunch of people reaching out just from stores. We're like, we're open. We're still doing business with the public. And, you know, we could use those too. So that might be the next thing. I know. It's crazy.
So these are people who saw you posting that you're making them and reached out as in we want them.
Well, and people want to buy them. And I'm just, there's just no way I can produce at that level. You know, you need to find your friend with a sewing machine. There couldn't be more patterns out there. Honestly, there's every time I look at, you know, because I'm, of course, I subscribe to all these sewing sites and stuff. And here's a new way. And this takes two. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I'm an enthusiast, Spinny. So, all right. Look at the time. Boy, this is fascinating. I know, but. So,
well, we're all trapped in our houses. What do we have to talk about but this?
Oh, exactly.
I can't go
that
anywhere.
That and what we watched on TV.
I wish I could tell you about the concert I was at this weekend, but guess what?
It was online. And it was from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, let's.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.